Everything seems the land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty.
Listening to Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Patru.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. It is Tuesday. It is the 5th of April in the year 2005. I don't know if when I changed my clocks, maybe I misset them because it looks like we're getting on the air late. I wasn't able to get through to WFAR. So, anyway, I hope you're all here, and I am glad that you're back with us tonight. Our spiritual message is from John 18, and this is in verse 37, when Jesus was talking with Pontius Pilate, and Pontius Pilate was trying to trip him up every which way, and Pilate asked Jesus if he was a king, and Jesus, because Jesus said that my kingdom is not of this world. If you recall that, my kingdom is not of this world. And so Pontius Pilate asked him if he was the king. And Jesus said, "You say that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." And as happens off time, I'm sorry to say, hold on, folks. What I want to do tonight is to continue reading the chapter that I was reading to you from last night. It was from a book titled The Family of Light by Barbara Marciniak. And as I told you at the end of the broadcast, I had been trying to get a hold of Alan Watt for the last couple, 3 days, wasn't able to do it. I kept getting busy, circuit busy. And so one of you, thank you, whoever did it, called Alan, and I heard from him last night. Alan will be coming on with us tomorrow night. And one of the things that he thought possibly, although he said he had been getting phone calls, but the top-off exercises, I don't know if you're aware of them, folks. It's a homeland security. It's a multinational terrorist exercise, one of the biggest in the world, and it takes in New Jersey and Connecticut and Canada and the UK. And Alan thought possibly that the circuits had been, because there's thousands of people involved in this. We're going to be talking about it. Alan will be back with us tomorrow night. And what I'm going to do is I have to excuse myself from here for just a minute. And so I have a Carl Klang song for you, and I just want you not to go away. I won't let the whole song play out. I'll be right back, folks.
America, America, is it too late to save you? will fall into sin, invade your soil. Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the street? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such deceit. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. America, America, once God's word was your standard, how gradually you've compromised, how far you finally wandered. For the years of silent apathy, to God we now repent. For the years of work we might have done, that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Open up your eyes and see the lesson. This land needs Jesus now. If he's combined within the truth, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise, for his kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won, yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
All right, I'm back with you folks. And thank you for your patience. I brought my book down, the book down, this morning and scurried all over the place this evening looking for it and had to get in here and get on the air, and I did find it. I received a phone call last night, and it was from a listener who wanted to assure me that when I was reading this chapter, The Family of Dark is what it's called. The book itself is titled Family of Light. And as I said, I don't particularly recommend or endorse the book. There were parts of this book that were raised some real questions in my mind, but I did know that there was a lot here that I was reading that was so, and I wanted to share this particular chapter with you. And one of the things that we ran across was they were talking about our ancestors being reptilians, and I received a phone call, and by the way, I won't be taking calls tonight. well, I would, but I don't want to get into a debate with this person. she assured me that our ancestors are reptilians, not ours, but the reptilian race that is what it's referred to. But what she said is that the conversations that we have had on this broadcast, and Alan Watt put it in a way that I never had, but it makes all the sense in the world, when we were talking about the Old Testament, the God Jehovah, and he said that Jehovah is Lucifer. And anyway, I was told last night that I must never say that again because it's blasphemy, and that this was going to be put on the altar, and that she was praying that if she's wrong, that she would be taken, and if I'm wrong, I will be taken. I think that's pretty radical. Basically, it's like a Jehovah curse. Jehovah is a God that is real good at cursing his people and teaching people how to curse others, I guess. If you go into the Old Testament, I don't know exactly where it is. There's about a page and a half of curses, and they are so terrible. Actually, any terrible thing that you could think of, including parents cannibalizing their children, if the followers of Jehovah did not obey every single statute of his. And some of those statutes are pretty crazy, if you ask me. The chosen people. I thought about this last night, pondering this, and I thought the Christians, who call themselves Christians, but believe that the Jews were not Jehovah's, and I'm saying the name wrong according to them. I'm just taking it out of the Bible. I guess the Bible is the Word of God every place except the name, because the name in the Bible says Jehovah, and that's wrong, but everything else is absolutely true. Jehovah told his special people that they were going to rule the world, that kings would be bowing to them, and the Gentiles would be tending their crops and carrying them where they want to go. Now, who would want to rule the world? Would you want to rule over other people? Isn't that coming right back to the same place, folks? Masters and slaves? And I just don't get it, how people can buy into this. I shouldn't say buy into it. It's a belief, and it's important to them, but that they don't see. They call themselves Christians, and Jesus brought the message of love and light and life to this world. And yet, they claim to be the chosen of Jehovah, Yahweh, and they will be the ones to rule the world. So, once again, as I said, it's back to the same thing, master and slave. Masters of the world, that is not the message that Christ brought, is it? He simply said that the way we should live is to love one another, love our Father, Creator, with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourself. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. That's what he said. And where does this come in, this master race chosen by Yahweh, and a follower of Yahweh has now mentally placed me on an altar? I feel very sad for anybody who would do that to anybody. That is not Christ-like. It is not Christian. And I do not claim to be a Christian, as you know, in the sense of the word that it means today, because today I don't know what it means. I don't call myself a Christian. I am a follower of Jesus, is what I am. And if that offends you, I am sorry that you're offended. That is how it is. So it is something to think about. Jesus told the Pharisees were the Levitical priests, yes. They were the priests of Jehovah. And he told them that they were of their father, the devil. And so then maybe what these Israeli identity, Christian identity, maybe what they're saying then is that Jesus called their father the devil. Isn't that, doesn't that logic itself out? The Levitical priests being the Pharisees, the priests of Jehovah. And Jesus said, you're of your father the devil. So it sounds like he was calling Jehovah the devil. And so the God of those people who claim that Jehovah chose them, what does that mean? It all comes back to the same place, doesn't it? Either way, it doesn't matter. It comes down to wars. It comes down to killing and slaughtering other people. His chosen people were told that when they go into any town, even if they're opened up, or into any country, even if the country opens its arms to them, the king or whoever, and they are guests, they are considered in captivity, and they are to tear down and root out and destroy that country within which they live. Now, that's part of Jehovah's statutes or commands to his people. And if you can check this all out in the Old Testament, that you will not charge usury to your brother when you loan. But you are commanded, it's a positive law, to charge usury to the goyim or the Gentile. So Jehovah's chosen are told to treat not people equally, but to your own brethren charge not usury, and to the non-brothers then you charge usury. And you cannot eat of an animal that dies of itself. That's good advice. That animal would be either sick and died, or it had died of old age. And either way, it would be a criminal to dress it out and sell it to somebody for their meal, for their dinner. But that's what Jehovah said they could do. You can't eat an animal that dies of itself, but you can sell it to the stranger or give it to the alien at the gate, whatever that means. I don't know. But I don't like, and of course I have no control over anybody else, what they do or not do. I don't have to like it, and I don't like being placed on the altar of Jehovah. I can tell you that. I'm going to pick it up where we left off, and I believe I will be able to. I didn't intend to talk so long tonight. But anyway, where we left off, I'm going to start from this paragraph, because I think we were pretty close here. This is the chapter titled The Family of Dark, and if you missed it last night, I'm sorry you did. It really laid it out, the what is going on. Of course, it isn't that we don't know it, but it makes sense to me that if we avoid it, we will fear it. And if we want the truth, then that means looking at everything, doesn't it, folks? And examining doesn't mean, as this book said, that we're going to become converts, but opening our eyes and seeing what is. It says here, it is one thing to read about outrageous scenarios in newspapers and quite another to have them dumped in your lap. Wherever the darkness finds you in your life, know that it comes in through difficult situations where your fear may rise like a wave of energy, running up your arms, electrifying the stem of your brain, asking you to remember something. When this happens, know in the core of your being that you are part of a plan, and that your chapter is now ready to unfold into the deepest part of darkness so that you can create change by changing the frequency. You cannot reach the light without knowing the dark, and the dark comes now in massive amounts, asking to be healed. There will be a tremendous exposure of shocking perversions because love from mother to child and father to child is missing. Love from mother to child and father to child is missing. The form of love we speak of has not been practiced here for hundreds of thousands of years. Genetically, you are dealing with the cleansing of a long line of humanity, generation upon generation of wounds. It is a challenging time in which you live, a challenge to examine how degenerate humankind's frequencies have become as a whole. The task ahead is to not underestimate the job, but to truly look at the darkness and see the work that has been cut out for you to regenerate yourselves and your planet by finding what is really important, what you are going to value, finding what you are going to value. Shocking changes will create a destabilization of civilization, and this is all part of it. Some of you want to experience the time of light as if you were driving from one picnic to another. That is not the case. The issue of accountability must be addressed on your planet, not to blame people, but to teach them that at this time each person must be his or her own leader. The truth is that no one is going to lead you. You are coming into the age of Aquarius, where the gods became visible, where everyone is a god. Do not become frightened when your leaders fall. It is all designed so you can know the worst of family secrets, that parents sexually abuse their children from generation to generation because they do not know love. When they refer to gods in this book, they explain that they're referring to the ancients who allegedly are our makers, so to speak. We came of their loins. So they're not speaking of creator here. Do not become frightened when your leaders fall. It is all designed so you can know the worst of family secrets. The parents sexually abuse their children from generation to generation because they do not know love. Love must prevail. You must clean your biological line, the ethers and the astral plane, because the new children wanting to be born will only be attracted by a frequency that guarantees that they will be cherished. Without the cherishing of your children, you do not guarantee the continuity of humankind on Earth. This also requires that you respect the sexual act, for the quality of your couplings will determine the frequency in your energy fields. In the pages before this, they were talking about the way that sex is being promoted just to generate an energy for the creatures to regenerate themselves, and the importance of not allowing, as they say, our sexual organs to rule us. So this chapter isn't all about sex, and it is about sex because sex, of course, today is being so sullied, folks, as you know. It is so sick to turn on the television, HBO and Showtime and all of these. It's almost unbelievable, and our children are being flooded with this type of garbage. And as it said, that the children are having their innocence taken from them, and the parents are not even aware of it because they don't know what their children are watching. For the most part, they don't know. And without the cherishing of your children, you do not guarantee the continuity of humankind on Earth. This also requires that you respect and cherish the sexual act, for the quality of your couplings will determine the frequency in your energy fields. There is no escaping this truth. Your sexuality happens to be the seat of your biological power. It is through that you arrive here. And even though cloning is in vogue, if you were going to jump into the future, you would see that you cannot create a clone of yourself that is as vital as you are. As we said, clones are not imprinted with the vitality of the sexual act, with the experience of living beings. And so the clones fall short of expectation after a while. There are many cloned humans in your world, as well as many designed doubles. This practice has been in place for thousands of years. It was initiated to replace those in power by lookalikes. Today, the art and science of cloning is more fine-tuned, an art learned from multidimensionals who have lost their procreative power and have come here to secretly steal yours. Now, this, you know, may be so and it may not be, folks. And as I said last night, I'm not reading this and saying to you that you should believe this. I do not believe this. I don't know that it's so, but it's certainly something to consider, isn't it? The power, what we generate, the energy that we generate attracts to us like energy. That's basically what this is saying. And so that really behooves us, doesn't it, to be really consciously aware of how we are being, how we are feeling. You know, there's this saying that I have a friend who used to say that, fake it till you make it. Well, that isn't the kind of energy that is true and real when we're pretending to be. Pretending, telling ourselves in our mind that, oh, I just love her, she's so sweet, and then spend 15 minutes talking about her or him. That kind of a thing. That's lying to ourselves is what it is. And we are ace at lying to ourselves. I know that. I do know that, and I know it from my own experience. And that's why this little verse from Psalm 139 maybe means so much to me, that's on the wall in front of me. Search me, Father. Know my heart. Test me. Know my anxious thoughts. And see if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Jesus said, know thyself. There is nothing more to know. Anyway, let me go on with this. So today, the art and science of cloning is more fine-tuned, an art learned from multidimensionals who have lost their creative power, procreative power, and have come here to secretly steal yours. However, those with true power need no secrets. True power is yours, and it can be shared or given away again and again. And in the giving, it simply increases. But by holding on to secrecy and hiding it, power eventually diminishes and shrinks. We are going to take a 60-second break here. And if you'll get your pen, write down my address if you would like to help to keep this broadcast on the air. We'll be right back.
FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Roll away,
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to firstamendmentradio.com.
Okay, we're back here with you folks. Let me give you that address again, just in case you didn't get it. It is Jackie Petrou, P-A-T-R-U, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, Pennsylvania, 16936. And I'm going to continue this. This only has a couple more pages to go, but I want to get through them here, and I know I keep stopping and talking to you, and that way I'm not going to get through it, am I? After, accept your power. I'm going to read that last sentence again. True power is yours, and it can be shared or given away again and again. In the giving, it simply increases, and by holding on to secrecy and hiding it, power eventually diminishes and shrinks. Accept your power by accepting the stories of darkness, knowing that your ancestors faced the same challenges, although not as magnanimously as you. You have so much assistance. The Spirit is there to weave you through a massive expansion of power and understanding of yourself that is so complete, so complex and awesome, that it is as if you were growing from a seedling to a giant sequoia in an afternoon. Contemplate that. The acceleration of beauty and power is the inheritance today's energies call forth from within you as you pass through new territories of awareness to grow to the light that you so desire to be. The light that touches each and every one of you. Light, too, must be understood. For the gods played their tricks, you know, even with light. That just reminds me what Jesus said. He said, I am the light of the world. I have come to bring, to bear witness unto the truth. And he also said, Ye are the light of God. He said, I and my Father are one. He is in me as I am in you, and you are in me. That's the message that's loud and clear to me. I know there's a whole lot more in there, but if it contradicts that, then it can't be so. The solutions you seek will be found inside yourself, within yourself. Your feelings about and responses to the shattering world around you require you to rebuild yourself by accepting what is taking place. For in dissolution, something new is created. The life cycle includes death, followed by new birth, like the story of the phoenix rising out of the ashes. The understanding is an important phase of your development, and the solution is for you to weave together and make sense of the multidimensional perspective you are learning. Make peace and gather with your loved ones and friends. Honor and respect each one. Violate no one's territory, whether through word, action, or deed. I want to read that again. Make peace and gather with your loved ones and friends. Honor and respect each one. Violate no one's territory, whether through words, actions, or deed. Honor all as you would be honored, and understand that the great wounds of the human psyche come forward now, wounds that are a legacy in your genes, wounds passed on as darkness. The wounds of ancestors will now be brought to the light of day, and it will appear that the task of healing is beyond you, that you have no salves or antibiotics for the diseases of the mind that will be revealed. These diseases or discomforts have been invisible for a long time. As you search to discover their cures, do not forget that you are multidimensional creatures, and often the solutions lie not just in the physical body, but in the astral planes, those invisible worlds where beings are attached to you, where possession and merging occur like night and day. It is to this area of spirit that you are called, and when the darkness is the greatest before the dawn, know it is a spiritual clue. So open your eyes and do not be shaken by the hooting owls and strange sounds you hear in the night. Go forward into the territory of the dark. Hold a lit candle to see what is there. Intend to understand it. Remember Jesus said, no man lights a candle and puts it under a basket or hides it, but puts it on the table so that all who enter the room can see. Light that candle. Hold a lit candle to see what is there. Intend to understand it. And then open your heart. Know that the diseased mind within the human spirit is waiting to be healed. The disease of mind separates you from one another, creating violence between lovers, families, and friends. It is a dark violence that cloaks itself in secrets and controls the spirit in a way finer than any mind control your 3D operators can ever hope to achieve. The mind controllers and those who influence the weather and all aspects of your economy, religion, education, and medicine will be revealed, because you are now ready to take charge and influence yourselves. Only by understanding how you have been influenced would you then dare to be in charge. As humans, you've so abdicated the power of living that you do not know you are walking zombies. Those responsible for your plight think they are so much better than you. However, their darkness creates endless difficulties for them. You must begin to heal these wounds. Your compassion and forgiveness must include an understanding of existence on a scale broader than any apparent singular 3D events, a realization that these misuses of power are predominant through the pages of the Book of Earth. The healing must be deep. In this process, you will find your power and ideally heal your wounded leaders, and wounded they are indeed. Some will self-heal. Others will proclaim their shame, and once they have exposed their darkness, become great leaders. However, most will create their own destruction, and you will have to clear the astral planes of their polluted forms. You will need to call out to the people, to those who have kept their old traditions alive, sharing the teachings of the ancestors, the ways of the mysteries and of the spirit world, the importance of balancing the light and the dark. The importance of the four directions, the elements, and the cleansing rituals and practices that have been left to you. This is one of the greatest challenges you now face, how to negotiate with and claim your power from beings you cannot see, beings who have far more power than you ever realized. So it is the reptiles who are in need of healing in order to reestablish the frequency of love as the foundation of their existence. As Pleiadian travelers and time jumpers who seek to know and explore ourselves, we have certainly looked into the dark, dark chapters of the bigger book of existence, and we have seen these tests again and again. They are different in every place, and yet they are all the same. The perversity, the charge of energy received from harming others, is what keeps you separated. Usually your body's sensing systems and the mechanisms for accessing accessing higher, lighter, and ecstatic frequency are closed down, nailed shut with no trespassing signs. The beings who feed off harm to others, whether they're humans or multidimensionals, are feeding their energy fields through a limited channel, and this energy is not freely flowing through them. So when they access energy, they want a lot of it, and usually of a violent nature. Those who create harm to others are starved energetically. Why? Because they do not have love and do not feel connected and are shut off from living. The walking living dead is what you are without love. The walking living dead is what you are without love. And wouldn't that be true? Could you imagine it, folks? Not having any love, no compassion. Those feelings of empathy and that connectedness that we have with one another. These are not gratifying concepts to hear about yourself as humankind, yet we do not say them or share them in judgment. We see Earth and her cycles as flows of energy. Our intention is to let you know who you are, to mirror you, and to document the quest that you as humankind, have undertaken. When you're climbing a mountain, it is a very different experience than when you're on a plane looking back. Climbing creates a possibility to evaluate the terrain from one point, then reevaluate it from another. You are now living in the swamplands on Earth. There are joyous places to visit and exquisite times to be had. However, the swamplands cannot be missed. The dank, dark energy must be acknowledged. Then you can decide to do with the swamps what you will. The ancient gods drained the swamps of Mesopotamia and created fertile lands. Numerous creative choices call you. However, the focus of healing is most important for you to embrace at this time. Massive unrest will lead to revolutions, uprisings, cries of vengeance and anarchy, and many leaders will flee their lands. This in itself is a sign. The people will find their voice. The United States has a destiny, as does each country on every continent. At whatever corner of the world you find yourself, with whatever blood is running through your veins, find your dignity and be proud to be humankind. You must link yourselves as a collective. It is the pride you could feel about being a human from the planet Earth that is missing from your collective life. And we don't refer to an arrogant pride, but one that opens your heart and connects you to oneness. In doing so, you add the qualities of significance and purpose to your lineage and to your chapter in the Book of Earth. Energies of different shapes and sizes come through the heavens, although the reptiles appear to hold your biggest challenges because they're behind-the-scenes rulers. They are particularly dominant in the world management team and other structures that you revere, especially those of a religious nature. They encourage their participants to follow meaningless rituals and to teach others to do the same. If you participate in a ritual, make it your own or be certain that you understand what is occurring. It is easy. Listen to this, and this makes sense to me. It is easy to siphon off your power, to have you say your hallelujahs, amens, and prayers without you really understanding who or what you are invoking. World religions will fall in the same way that history books will be thrown out. Just a minute, I'll be right back. Okay. Unusual sightings in the heavens will continue. Streaks and balls of light, comets, mysterious fires in the skies, unusual lighting, and bizarre phenomena. We remind you once again that without the dark, you would not see this play of light. The cosmic frequency frequencies involve many layers of plans, and you may ask, well, are these sightings natural occurrences or artificial? The Creator is in everything. So is anything natural? Is anything artificial? Is it not all connected? You know, folks, that reminds me, my little Amber, my little granddaughter, when she was about 9, she's a night owl like I am. And we were lying in bed one night when they were here visiting, and we were chatting, and we were talking about Creator and creation, and talking about the fact that Creator is in all things, that everything is of Creator. And then she said, well, Mo, if nothing exists that wasn't created, well, then even a television, even though it's made by man, but if it's made of all the stuff of creation, wouldn't that be of creation too? And I said, you know, Amber, I think you're probably right. I don't know. I don't like artificial stuff. I call it artificial. I do not like artificial plants. I do not like artificial wood. I don't want it around me. And yet she made a point. I thought that was pretty cool. She has quite a very questioning mind. The Creator, I'll back to this reading, is in everything. So is anything natural? Is anything artificial? Is it not all connected? Frequency control of your mind, listen, frequency control of your mind will become a paramount issue of concern on your planet. How you are given visions through television, computers, music, movies, and through invisible microwave transmissions that influence your thought patterns and your patterns for living. Mind control will be seen as the ultimate battle with darkness. Mind control will be seen as the ultimate battle with darkness as your world leaders show their wounds and tell their stories. And you see similar patterns from country to country. You will ask, how could this be? The darkness will grow, and you will eventually see the third dimensional plan to design and program human thought to separate compartments of your mind as if you were to name each cell of your body, making each cell a different individual. Those who plan to control your frequency would have all of those cells unconnected to each other, living together and never realizing their separateness, unaware of a connection. Because you separate yourself from your children, from the power of your genitals, from one another, and from wanting to know your power, you provide a fertile ground for the compartmentalization of your mind. Mind control is not new. Frequency control is perhaps a new term. However, mind control has been around a long time. As you explore the ways your minds are controlled through overt and covert operations in your world, you will eventually understand the control that comes through the dimension, what power through the dimensions, what power, what occult inheritance and legacy you really battle. The books of the ancients will have greater meaning if you do not presuppose their message. These books mention arrivals from the heavens and hold many clues as to what you will face. Uncovering the dark in all its awesome power will herald for you the power of the gods. It will be one thing to face the perverse practices and mind control of your world leaders and to take a stand and demand integrity, and yet at the same time to love and have compassion for that which you really want to destroy. However, it will be quite another thing indeed for you to stand back when you begin to understand the entities that these very wounded world leaders really represent. All those in exalted positions will find themselves playing out leadership roles to the masses so that you will each claim your own power. teachings from the dark side show you the traps to avoid with your inherence of power. With this quickening, those people willing to be exposed at this time are on their own stage, mirroring for the world a new teaching, especially those who receive tremendous attention. No one is ever a victim, although your conquerors would have you believe in your own victimhood. How else could they conquer you? In the biggest book of existence and in the book of earth, there are no victims, only those who forget. They are creators and who choose fear, forget love, and separate themselves. It is the same story with different players again and again and again. Actually, in the broader picture, it is the same story with the same players again and again. We ask you, with the courage of your being, to call forth the darkness that is waiting to be healed from a place of love and a place of courage. As family of light, we ask you to send out a call and say, darkness, misuse of power, violation and perversion of peoples and the earth herself. It's time for you to reveal yourselves. And in the revealing will be a healing. So come forward that the world may know you, and then we may know the light and all rejoice as one. This is a noble call and does not imply that darkness will take over your life. You're calling for darkness and misuse of energy to be healed so that all humans can express themselves with love, so that children are honored and given a rightful opportunity to initiate their own explorations without having sex forced upon them through ritual rape and violations. It is in this very deep part of your regenerative self, your sexual organs, the cone of your being, that many of the main problems lie. Problems so dark, so secret that no one would dare speak of them, and yet they must be revealed. To relinquish power over your sexual organs is truly to abdicate the power of living. By power, we mean a sense of connectedness and accountability, the maturity to know when to express yourself sexually and when not to, to know that sex is a consensual act in its highest form, and that the creation of life must be consensual. This is why your cloning will never work. It is not a consensual act, and spirit is not factored into the process. You are unique biological human beings, and if, as we have said, the gods have stashed their stuff in you, the best of everything. It is light extraordinaire that you create. But cherishing yourself, your genitals, your biological substance, and healing yourselves, the potential inside you are activated. We're almost out of time here. And there's a part over here on the other page. Yeah, we just have about a page and a half to go. It says, raise your vibration at this time from the core of your sexual self and how you identify yourself as male or female, and imagine that your being finds a stance and grows in value. Give up your confusion. Seek that which values you. Lay down perversions and distortion and all that harms the vibration of human dignity. For those who confuse you, recognize that their confusion is theirs, and your clarity is yours. Your clarity is yours. The confusion will become greater as men appear as women and women appear as men, all convinced that these are androgynous times. It seems to us, as we look at you, that you are seeking balance inside yourself, and that you are what you are. And yet nothing is exactly as it appears to be. Seek wholeness. Seek health. Seek sane living. Seek to understand the dark. And ask the Holy Spirit to be your trusted administrator, to guide you through the way ahead. And most of all, seek to understand the power of your sexuality, to infuse its expression only with love. For sex without love is truly not worth experiencing. Each of you must come to that conclusion and hold a standard, and then perhaps you will create a new population for Earth, a whole new legacy, as you bring dignity to the act of creation. I'm going to stop there, folks. The Family of Light, Barbara Marciniak, and as I said, this was given me by a friend. She asked me to read it. You can probably get it at one of the bookstores. Family of Light, Barbara Marciniak, if you're interested in reading the book. But we have to be careful, because there is so much truth mixed in with lies, folks. And some of the stuff, I don't know, when I read something that is a totally whole new idea or thought or concept, and yet it just doesn't feel right. Well, rather than just throwing it out, unless I absolutely know, I just stack it up there on my top left shelf for further consideration. Because we do know that the more we know, the more that we don't know. What we don't know is a whole lot more than we know. And we don't even know that which we don't know, do we? So, we're almost out of the hour here. Yesterday, you know, it had been Sunday, of course. Terry Schiavo passed out of this world. God love her soul. And I did not acknowledge that last night. And I wanted to do that. A woman, a human being, a living, breathing, vibrant human being, maybe disabled, was murdered in cold blood in front of the whole world. And people said, why don't they just let her die? Let her die. That is mind control to the max. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you tomorrow night, and Alan Watt will be with us. Thanks for being here. God bless you. Good night.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the SweetLiberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Be sure to listen to the Church at Kaweah every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m.